Since closing for its facelift in January, the museum's virtual programs have reached 1,500 students across the region.
It's important for students to have something different and something that engages them in addition to their regular classroom learning, because they normally would be getting field trips. In 2019, we served 19,000 students at the museum and when we went out to schools and childcare places.
That's the museum's communications director, Jennifer Acord. She notes that all their programs are standards-based and designed to supplement classroom lessons, targeting pre-K through middle school. They are also free, thanks to grants from PNC Bank, DuPont, and others. The museum's nearly $10 million renovation is expected to wrap up in early 2022, when it will reopen as the Delaware Museum of Nature and Science. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.